Roger Stone joins us in 5 minutes, but I want to just play the Senator Kennedy issue because he always knocks it out of the park. NPR asked for proof it's fake news. Senator John Kennedy brings the receipts. He'd make a great president, too, if he wasn't so old. You don't have time to run probably now. I love him. NPR is a total joke. The head of NPR earlier this year, remember, said, well, the truth sometimes is not good to tell people. It's, you know, it's good to lie sometimes. And Wall Street Journal, New York Times, you know, people that say check into things for yourself are bad and we need to get rid of the Constitution. And, you know, sometimes telling the truth's not good. Here's Senator Kennedy.
I want to give you a few examples of stories that NPR has published using taxpayer money. I'll just read the headlines. First headline, NPR News Service. Michael Avenatti, quote, a profile of the media savvy attorney. They love Michael Avenatti. You know where Michael Avenatti is today? He's in jail. You know why? He's a crook. But for a while, he was a media darling on NPR. Here's another headline from NPR. How racism became a marketing tool for country music. I kid you not. The American taxpayers are spending $500 million a year to pay a local station to buy content that says country music is racist. Here's another headline from NPR. Donald Trump's long embrace of Vladimir Putin. Remember the Russiagate? The Steele dossier? NPR was right in there promoting it. Couple more headlines that NPR is putting out there using your tax dollars. This headline, monuments and teams have changed names. Let me say it again. Monuments and teams, presumably sports teams, have changed names as America reckons with racism. Birds are next. I don't know any birds that are racist. Here's another headline. Eating less beef is a climate solution. Eating less beef is a climate solution. I don't have anything against vegetarians. I'm a semi-vegetarian myself. I eat beef, and beef and cows eat grass. So that makes me a semi-vegetarian. But that's my choice. Not on NPR. Eating less beef is a climate solution. Here's why that's hard for some American men. Here's a final headline. I could go on the rest of the evening. How the Taliban adds to Afghanistan's woes when it comes to climate-fueled disasters. Boy, I can tell you, that's on the mind of every person in Afghanistan today, is climate change and the Taliban. I can guarantee you. I don't have a problem with these headlines. This is America. If you want to publish articles like this, which no person with a brain above a single-cell organism would call fair and balanced, if you're a news outlet and you want to publish this kind of stuff, that is your right as an American. We have freedom of the press. We have the First Amendment. You're not free in our country if you can't say what you think. You're not free in our country if you can't express yourself. I'm all for this, if that's what these outlets want to do. But I'm not for taking $500 million every single year and giving it to these stations to the exclusion of everybody else so they can do it.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Into hour number two on this Friday, July 18th, 2025 transmission. I am your embattled and battle-hardened host, Alex Jones. Well, Trump's longtime 47-year friend and confidant and former top political advisor and former political prisoner joins us for the balance of the hour. Then James O'Keefe in studio, and then the head of the John Birch Society on the real report card on the Trump administration, and more coming up on this Friday transmission, and then with his former co-host, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. All right, Roger. I've talked to you, obviously, every day a lot since the scandal broke 13 days ago, and we have sat back and both have the same concerns, obviously. And I know you've talked to a lot of folks, including the president and people at the White House. I've talked to some of those folks as well. And I reverse engineered exactly what's going on here, and everything Trump has said is true in my view. So let me just lay that out for everybody. They'll go right to Roger. So here we are. So the Democrats, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, on record, controlled the Epstein file during the last 15 plus years. That's confirmed. Comey's daughter then ran on the ground the cover-up operations to limit the investigations of Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein to protect the Democrats and Bill Gates and all the people in the orbit and the Hollywood people. The same Brennan, Clapper, Comey group that ran Crossfire Hurricane and the illegal surveillance of Trump starting in 2013, we got those NSA documents from the DEA via Sheriff Arpaio, who's the former head of the DEA in Mexico, so those connections. And we delivered that to Trump in 2016, and it had his private phone numbers, my private numbers, all this stuff, and how we were being surveilled by the NSA. We then got the documents earlier this year from the Trump administration, from the FBI, how I was under national security investigation starting in 2013 by Comey at the orders of Obama, again. So that's just small little data points. Remember, Roger and I first broke this all in 2017. The New York Times said, oh, Stone and Jones are claiming that Trump's been under NSA surveillance and that the Obama CIA, they're crazy. No, we just got the actual NSA database numbers from the DEA. Secret. I mean, they could have tried to indict me for that, but that's total whistleblower, you know, protection. That was illegal what they were doing. We put it out. Remember that? The reason I go way back to that is this. We know at that time it's come out, they tried this in 2016, but it didn't work, so they went with Russiagate instead, which finally failed, to say Melania was introduced by Epstein to Trump. They had five different Jane Does, turned out weren't even real women, with Democrat lawsuits filed in Texas, New York, and other places that were just made up. E. Jean Carroll's just a spinoff of that, but she wasn't that original thing. And so we get from FBI sources in March that, okay, they're hiding a bunch of files in New York. The FBI goes and gets them because they wouldn't turn them over. The FBI raids the FBI. And then we hear, oh, there's all this horrible stuff. We're going to send it out to the FBI offices around the country to investigate. They get it. They come back because that's what you're supposed to do at the top. You don't do it yourself. You give it out to the field offices. They come back and they go, that's not Epstein raping people. It's a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of child porn. And just a bunch of crap and stuff out of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that Comey's daughter ran that she put in there of some typed letter and some hand-drawn naked lady of Trump. And I've told you this, it's going to be the Jane Doe crap from the investigations they did mixed in. It's going to be all the crap. Melania was, you know, really pimped out by Epstein, no connection. Oh, he was involved in the modeling agency that Trump owned. Not true. This has all been already gone over. But that's what they do with Russiagate or any of it. They recycle it again. Hell, they even tried in the last campaign to say Trump said all Mexicans are evil and he loves the KKK. None of that was ever true. That was already disproven years ago. They still did it again. So Trump says, declassify it all. They come back and say, sir, it's full of all this BS. He says, shut it down. It's over. And by the way, support me, folks. Move on. This is their new distraction, but doesn't explain it. Then he gives little cryptic statements about, yeah, it's Comey, Brennan, and them. When it is them on record, that's not some cover story. And they're famous for their fake J6 files and falsifying evidence. That's all they do. They had to give the people in the J6 Inquisition pardons for it. So, and I was there. I testified. I went through it. They destroyed all that. So, Roger, I've got here to talk to you, but I can report to people that I just call it like I see it. I thought it was terrible, the Streisand effect. I knew he was behind it 12 to 13 days ago. They said, oh, no, it's Bondi. I said, no, that's Trump doing it. He wants to move on. I don't know why. Then he gets a little clearer over the last weekend saying, no, it's because it's fake files. They put crap in there. And then now that's vindicated with the first salvo that'll be one of many little landmines they put in there, shoving Trump in the file, a totally fake, not even his signature, garbage, typed out letters and things with a drawing of a naked lady. And then it's going to be the Melania Modeling Agency. And then it's going to be the Jane Does. And then it's going to be all that crap that they did when they knew he was running for office in 2013, 14, 15, building opposition research with the NSA spying on him, anybody else they thought was going to support him, like me. So that's all confirmed. And so Trump needs to have a press conference about that or have a surge to it. Now, you suggested months ago, and then again last week on my show last Thursday, and then again over the weekend at Turning Point USA. We'll put the Turning Point in a moment. And I know you've been talking to the president. We won't get into the details of that, but you've told him, as you told me, you said, sir, this is the thing to do. Just all the anything that's there is going to be in Epstein's latest New York case where they whacked him, and in this, you said all this again, and in this Ghislaine thing, all run by the daughter. And of course, she's finally been fired because Trump discovered that the little witch did all this for daddy. And the next issue is they have their grand conspiracy investigation of Comey, Brennan, and Clapper. They need to be indicted last year, but he wasn't in yet. They need to be indicted last week. I predict now this is going to accelerate Trump to completely take the gloves off of these people because they're not going to stop. And so this is their latest hoax, their latest garbage. We know it's true. I've already vetted it, already studied it. You wrote the first book on it. We know this up one side and down the other. We know who went to the islands. We have over 10 women, three of them they've killed, saying, I never saw Trump at the island. Never any of this stuff. If they had that stuff, they would have brought it out before, people. So that's my rant. I'm going to go to Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. But here is the news. It took time to unwind it. Trump could have been more articulate about this, but I understand he's angry. He's sick of hoax after hoax after hoax. He knows it'll suck the oxygen out of the room. So I'm very critical how he handled it, but now I understand it. I've talked to a lot of sources. They say, yeah, that's exactly how do you know all this? Because they're just saving the country. That's basically a quote, I've been told. So I get it. I'm tired of being persecuted, too. Nobody's been persecuted like him. And second is, you know, Stone here. So here's Stone at Turning Point saying exactly what needed to happen. He obviously told the president this. They looked at a special prosecutor, but that didn't get a big fiasco. So they're saying just release the frickin' files that are in the courts. That's the stuff. Here it is. Here's Roger Stone.
The solution to this issue, because I, too, favor full disclosure, and I want to know everything about this case, is for President Trump to direct his attorney general to direct the interim U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York to move to unseal all of the grand jury testimony that was presented when the Trump administration charged Jeffrey Epstein with child sex trafficking and conspiracy to conduct child sex trafficking. And while they're at it, they should unseal the search warrants for his island as well as his palatial home in Manhattan, which are sealed at the request or the motion of Prosecutor Maureen Comey. Everything you want to know is in those documents. It is the Trump administration, not the Biden administration, certainly not the Obama administration, that moved in federal court to bring Jeffrey Epstein to justice.
And now, 5 days later, that has been done, exactly what Roger advised the president to do. Trump requests release of Epstein grand jury transcripts and report of body birthday notes. So we know what's happening. They're going to roll out all this old crap, recycled BS. The only thing that's new is these fake letters that anybody could, you know, make in 5 minutes. But they won't even show us the fake letters. Roger Stone, you've got the floor. Thanks for being here on this Friday edition.
Alex, I really think you figured this out just ahead of me. You're absolutely right. Well, Trump keeps saying it's a hoax. It's a hoax. He's not saying the idea that Epstein was a child sex trafficker is a hoax. What he's saying is that these documents, and we know this from several weeks ago because Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel said it, have been in the custody of the lawyers in the Southern District of New York, the prosecutors in the most left-wing anti-Trump cabal within the justice system. And in the New York office of the FBI. So the idea that they would drop poison pills into these documents is obvious. When Trump keeps saying it's Comey, it's Brennan, it's the same guys creating the hoax, this is what he was referring to. And it is entirely plausible. People who will completely invent the Russian collusion hoax out of whole cloth, people who will shut down anyone who questions the safety and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccination, people who will tell you that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, are more than capable of this kind of duplicitous treachery. And Alex, I point out, it's very interesting. Who is the media outlet who breaks the story of this alleged doodle done by Donald Trump and sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his birthday?
Wall Street Journal.
Right. Owned by Rupert Murdoch, the same Rupert Murdoch who paid Governor Ron DeSantis several million dollars in an advance for a book that didn't sell any copies, an inducement.
And we
to
now
get
know they offered to money to Tucker Carlson to run against Trump.
So they give it to a known enemy of Trump. And the Wall Street Journal is not the paper it used to be. They should be ashamed of themselves in publishing this. I've known Trump for actually 50 years. Never seen him draw. Ronald Reagan, by the way, was a doodler. You can go online and see his. He would often doodle during meetings when he was bored. But I've never seen Trump draw a doodle. It's not something he does. It doesn't sound like him. And then you can see how obviously, you and I share it. It's just another smear. And the Wall Street Journal has really devolved into being among the worst propagandists in the fake news.
Well, let me just briefly stop you. I said I'd give you the floor, but you're so on target. But Roger, you're holding back here. It's not probable they did poison pills. They would obviously, controlling the file forever, Comey, the very people, and his daughter running on the ground, but it's fact, would always take the bad stuff about their people out, and then they have nothing real about Trump, so they just insert crap. And I'm predicting this is the first of a whole bunch of recycled garbage. So this is what they do. This is they were in control of this. People, even Trump supporters, like, that's ridiculous, trying to blame them. No, they've been in control of it. This is absolutely what they did. She ran all those cases to limit it and cover it up while spiking it with poison pills. We have them. And that's why Trump discovered all this. And that's why finally her ass is fired. Why did it take all of that to get that witch fired?
Well, you're absolutely right, because now we have the first poison pill. It is this phony drawing. The criminal defense attorney, David Schoen, who very ably represented Trump in one of the two impeachments, pointed out to me that Maureen Comey was able to convince a federal judge not to release Epstein documents in a Freedom of Information Act request because the Epstein investigation is still active. Well, the Epstein investigation is not still active because Epstein is quite dead. It was Maureen Comey and U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, who handled the Epstein case, handled the Maxwell case. If Maxwell engaged in child sex trafficking, who are her conspirators? She could not possibly have done that alone. Also, these are the people who started in the beginning the Diddy case, where they didn't call any of the witnesses to what Diddy was really doing. Diddy had his home wired up with cameras the same way Jeffrey Epstein did. So this is one massive cover-up of the Epstein murder. No one in their right mind believes that Jeffrey Epstein murdered himself. The New York City medical examiner, Dr. Michael Baden, one of the most respected pathologists in the country, examined Epstein's body at the request of his family, and he said that the three broken bones in his neck were inconsistent with his being hung. Baden said that he had personally done the autopsy in over 1,000 hanging cases.
Yeah, he's the most respected in the world, not just the U.S. Let me just stop you and back you up, because you kind of went over it quickly. Maureen Comey requested all the documents be sealed in the case. She limited it to whitewash it, and she asked that Ghislaine Maxwell's, quote, little black book of customers, put it on screen, be sealed. So that's in there. So when Trump, and I'll just say it, ham-fistedly said, no, there's nothing there, it's all crap, it's all bull, he meant the stuff they stuck in there. No, it's not Trump. It was Trump that got Epstein charged, but then it got handed by the controllers in New York to her to limit it. And then she got the little black book blocked. And so Trump needs to be specific. No, no, there's real stuff with them. I'm saying they put a bunch of garbage in there. We've now discovered, and people will totally understand that. And she's the one on record, Roger, blocking the little black book that we now know is there.
Well, so this is going to be very, very interesting. I noticed on CNN, on X this morning, Julie Roginski, who's a New Jersey Democrat, very smart lady. I don't agree with her politics. But she said, this is outrageous. Trump has no right to release grand jury testimony. That's supposed to be secret. Well, first of all, I point out that in his post on Truth, he said he's instructed the attorney general to release the grand jury testimony subject to the approval of the court. So Bondi needs to direct the U.S. attorney, the interim U.S. attorney in the Southern District, to move immediately to unseal all of the grand jury testimony in the 2019 indictment of Jeffrey Epstein, but also, based on what a whistleblower tells me, vitally important, also unseal the search warrants for both his New York mansion and for his island. I think it is vitally important we do that. In addition, we now know that Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has been approached by a FBI whistleblower who was witness to the destruction and tampering of the Epstein evidence in New York.
Whoa. You told me, you're always so far ahead of the curve. You told me a day before it happened that there were going to be criminal referrals out of Congress, and Paulina and Luna, which I'm glad you guys are working together. They're in Florida. And there are also going to be some Senate referrals. That's incoming. But this is massive. And I talked to the Congresswoman as well. She's really, really doing a great job. She's all over everything. You're saying that she has an FBI whistleblower that is going to be able to report on Comey's inside operations. That's who's in control, destroying the real evidence. Wow. And that is newsmaking. Give us every detail, Roger.
Well, I must be honest with you, Alex. I don't have the details. I communicated with the congresswoman late last night. Look, I opposed to her election to Congress because I thought she was a DeSantis Republican. I was completely and totally wrong. You have to be big enough in life to admit when you're wrong. I was wrong about her. She's turned out to be great.
And by the way, I'm wrong sometimes too, but at the time I said, listen, you're too going after DeSantis so much. He's a non-issue. You don't have to destroy anybody that's been supportive of him. I said, they're going to be with us soon. Was I not right about that?
No, you're completely wrong. I can never put up with backstabbers. Ron DeSantis would be managing a McDonald's outside.
I know.
Orlando,
I'm not talking about DeSantis. You don't have to blow up anybody that was supporting him. She was not that sophisticated then. She's getting sophisticated, Roger.
She never supported him. I was wrong about this. I thought she would support DeSantis in his showdown with Donald Trump. She turned out to be among President Trump's strongest supporters.
I'm not being mean to you, but you remember me telling you be nice to her? Remember?
No, I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, all right. The point is, The point is, moving away from that.
This is a bombshell story. She's going to join me at 77 WABC Radio Sunday afternoon at 4:30 to talk about it. You can hear it this weekend. I'm sure we're going to learn more about it between now and then. Anna Paulina alone is doing an amazing job. She is really the one who's been after the deep state over the documents that they've held back and the JFK disclosures. She's the one, she working closely with Tulsi Gabbard, forced the CIA to finally turn over the Joannides file that proved that after 6 decades of lying about their knowledge of Lee Harvey Oswald, both the CIA director, John McCone, and then Deputy Director Richard Helms, both testified to Congress that they had little knowledge of Oswald when, in fact, they were monitoring him, they were monitoring his communications, and they were handling it. It was
absolutely their psychological warfare division, and we're totally vindicated. But thanks for her. But it's interesting to talk about how great she is, which is true. She just gets better and better. She's just savaging the deep state on every front. But I want to talk before we go to break here about what you just said. I get it. You're booking her for your number one show in New York, which I've been on. My God, explosive response. I'm jealous of that great show you got. But seriously, you're talking to her, I guess, yesterday. I want you to tell us the little bits you got, because this is huge. I'm going to be texting her right now. Now, hold on. And you're booking her for the show, and she tells you, I'm coming on to talk about this FBI whistleblower with that's going to report on the Democrat-controlled FBI destroying Epstein evidence. That is sensational. So you say you don't know a lot yet. That's fine. Give us every word she told you.
Well, it's actually a little better than that. The reason that I asked her is because she also has sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department over the fact that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell lied before Congress when he said that the $2.5 billion renovation of the already palatial headquarters of the Federal Reserve did not include a private elevator for the Fed governors, did not include a private dining room, did not include an opulent roof garden. He said there was, his quote, no new marble, no new fountains. That's all false. That's perjury, and it's material. They charged me with lying to Congress, even though nothing I said covered up any
Roger, I know we were going to get into this, and that's the next subject, and it's mega massive, and it's so huge.
But that's why I asked her to be on the show. And in the course of asking her about that, she said, you know, they really should. Nobody has talked about the fact that I have pointed out that an FBI whistleblower has contacted me who was witness to the destruction of Epstein-related documents in New York. And I said, wow, come on the show and talk about that. She said, I'm going to be talking about it. That's all I know. You can go to her ex-profile. She has certainly tipped it there. This is a bombshell story because it proves that Trump is absolutely correct. When he says it's a hoax, he doesn't mean Epstein being a child sex trafficker is a hoax. He means the effort to frame him in that is a hoax. We know definitively that Trump cut Epstein off prior to Epstein being exposed and charged for sex crimes.
This is huge. Let's finish up with this. I mean, their whole attempted poison pill set up Trump as unraveling in live time. This is incredible. Stay with us.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out PowerPlant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made PowerPlant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the methyl drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the PowerPlant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're not just gushing over Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, because she's a beautiful woman and a patriot. She is just, with her investigations and her activities, doing so much good. I can't even keep track of it. Just like MTG. I mean, this is awesome. Look at Republican women that we have been electing. I mean, these people are the future. I love it. Whereas the left finds the dumbest, stupidest, most mindless, vapid women they can put up there as fronts, like Kamala Harris. Look at the women that the populist, conservative, common sense movement is producing. It's amazing. And I want to finish up on this, since you talked about it last night. You talked to her. I've now gone to her ex. Yeah, she broke this last night. She's got this FBI whistleblower and the Democrats and Comey all in there destroying evidence. Of course they did, and then only left a bunch of poison pill innuendo and crap on Trump. Trump goes and grabs it, finds out it's all a setup, tells us, but did an angry old man job of it, because, as he said, I'm sick of all these hoaxes, I'm sick of this crap, and I'm predicting, because they already did this in 2016 and 2017, they're going to say Melania was a prostitute, Melania worked for Epstein, none of that's true, and Melania was a model for him, and he introduced her. None of that's true. They said that before. It's all on record. It was Donald Trump's agency. Epstein had nothing to do with it. So let's finish up with this and then get into the history of that. Roger, you were there. I talked to you yesterday and today. You, and it's on record. The New York Times in the gossip columns wrote about you constantly. You guys are best buddies, 50 years. Keep saying 47. The time flies. I mean, you went out to some of their first dinners. You know the whole thing. When he was divorced, you were the wingman. You were his buddy he took out on dates. Little secret there. It's not a secret. It was reported back then. Roger won't talk about it on air now. I brought up the stories to him, and he just said he's not going to get into it. But let's just say Roger knows Donald Trump very, very well. They're buddies. And that's what it comes down to. So, Roger, finish up with Anna Paulina Luna and this information, and then let's get into what the other poison pills are going to be that they put in the file in the Ghislaine Maxwell and in the Epstein case that never got to trial because he was killed. Obviously murdered, neck broken in three spots, Roger Stone. Then take your time on the Jerome Powell and Anna Paulina Luna introducing the criminal referrals. We're told Senate referrals are coming. You told me last night, it broke today, that she did do that. And how he's caught red-handed. $2 billion in renovation. There's no new marble. There's no, you know, decks. There's no fountains. There's no private elevators. There's no, I mean, he caught red-handed in massive cut-and-dry perjury. But let's get to that next. Finish up on what you think is going to be in the poison pills. Because I predicted they'd start rolling out poison pills out of the file, and now we know what it is, pure crap.
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to apologize to your audience for the fact that my tongue is blue. This stuff, methylene blue, it's amazing. You didn't ask me to say this. You don't pay me to say this. This isn't a paid promotion. I just guest hosted the Greg Kelly Show on 77 WABC, the most powerful AM radio signal in the United States today. I've got to do two more interviews this afternoon, and then I got to do my own show, The Stone Zone, on WABC Radio. Folks can see it at 8 p.m. at WACradio.com. I'm 72 years old. How do I have the energy and mental focus to do this? I was a great fan of Brain Force and then Brain Force Plus, great products. I used them when Owen Schroyer and I helmed the War Room until some toothless hobo came along and stole the name of our show. And I must tell you, of all the products you've produced, Alex, this is rocket fuel. This is amazing, amazing, life-changing stuff. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, thank you. Since you brought that up, and I should have thought to send it out to Roger. He actually ordered it himself. And so the rest is history. We have come out with something working with chemists. And my son's quite the novice chemist, but he went out to these big chemists and had the idea. And I'm telling you, we came out with methyl drive that boosts the methylene blue in a healthy way with a bunch of incredible compounds. And Power Plant Advanced Adaptogen Complex. Folks, this, according to Chase Geyser, this is his view, is 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Be very careful when you take them together or all three together. I would suggest if you get it, take them separately. Consult your physicians first. This stuff is cellular level energy, not stimulant. It is frighteningly strong. I cannot take these two things together. It is insanely good and also good for you. We have the Power Drive Cellular Energy Bundle. Get them together for 50% off. But store-wide sale and the apparel, everything on top of the sales, 25% on top of all the sales that are already there at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com. And Roger, they filed with a receiver again at the state court. We shot it down 10 months ago, as they did it all wrong, to shut down InfoWars with the same Judge Guerra that ran the show trial on me. And so they're trying to come in here again. So, folks, please, please pray for us and please support us. But these are great products. And again, I don't know thealexjonesstore.com. It's in Arkansas. They shut down InfoWars. They're not going to get that. They're our sponsor. They're critical to the backup network. So it's very critical that you go there. Plus, these are amazing products, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, back to what you were saying. Roger Stone, finishing up on what you think the poison pills are going to be. I've been predicting it would be exactly what we're seeing. I didn't think it would be fake, you know, letters and without even showing him or any of this, but what else do you think is going to be in there? And then obviously it's going to be another attack on Melania, recycled lies, fake Jane Doe's already. I mean, you might want to recap the history of all the fake stuff, because I guarantee you that's what's coming next.
No, I think you're absolutely. I want to address this potential smear against Melania Trump, because I was around. First of all, after his first marriage broke up, Donald Trump was dating some of the most gorgeous women on the face of the planet. And he was a major playboy. He was single. And New York was a hot place then under Mayor Eric Adams. And yes, I was around when they first started dating. I was with them socially on a number of occasions. I know that they met because she applied to a modeling agency that Donald Trump owned. And no, Jeffrey Epstein didn't own any part of it. I don't even know if he knew Epstein concurrently at that time. I just sent your producers photos of us from those days. So this is a smear. This is a bio smear. No, it is false that Melania Trump never worked as a prostitute. That's insulting and outrageous. She's one of the most cultured, kindest, best educated, discreet. She's a great, great mother. She shielded Barron until he was old enough to make his own decisions from the glare of publicity that comes from being in the presidential family. And that is a vile, vicious smear. Did she pose for pictures that would be considered racy and risque? Yes. Is there any nudity in them? No, none whatsoever. She's an incredibly beautiful person inside and out. But that is a typical example of what these people are capable of. People who are capable of saying Roger Stone was the back channel to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks to try to frame Donald Trump are capable of making up this lie, too. So now we understand what the president meant when he said it's all a hoax. He's not saying that Epstein was a child sex trafficker is a hoax. He's not saying that Epstein pandered underage children to various elites. But when you see people like Jamie Raskin, what a piece of crap that guy is, Marxist, son of a communist, or Dan Goldman calling for release of the Epstein files, they need to be careful what they're asking for. As I said in my 2015 book, The Clinton's War on Women, by the way, you can get it by going to EpsteinTruthBook.com. EpsteinTruthBook.com. It's all there. Who visited the island? President Bill Clinton on the plane 26 times on the island. In fact, after Epstein was charged with sex crimes in Florida, but before he pled guilty, the Clintons took a $25,000 contribution from him, whereas Donald Trump cut Epstein off prior to his being exposed and charged in Florida. He heard about an incident in which Epstein made an indecent approach to an underage girl who worked at the spa at Mar-a-Lago, and he banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago. He banned him from all Trump properties, and he basically banned him from his life. Contrast that with the Clintons, who continued to socialize with him. Bill was on the Lolita Express 26 times, many times without his secret service detail. Why would that be? One time traveling with Kevin Spacey. How odd that is. So this is part of the cover-up. Not only do they want to smear Donald Trump, whose interactions with Epstein are known to be peripheral at best.
But now they want to do to his family. But let's stop there. Now Elon Musk has come out and said this Wall Street Journal thing sounds completely fake. The letter sounds bogus. It really doesn't sound like something Trump would say, by the way. Yeah, you think Trump gives men letters and does doodles that have never been known to be done and says, oh, our little secret? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, Roger.
If you go to my book, States, Stone's Rules, one of the rules says, always avoid being obvious. This is obvious. This is completely obvious. It's a smear. And it is how coincidental that they leak it to the Wall Street Journal, owned by Rupert Murdoch, who despises Donald Trump, who tried to recruit one candidate to run against him, Ron DeSantis, who Trump crushed, tried to get our mutual friend Tucker Carlson to challenge him. Tucker was too smart for that. So the globalist, who I believe his past wife was a Chinese communist spy, by the way, who was simultaneously having an affair with Tony Blair, same time she was married to Rupert. How coincidental that's where they go leak this story. Mark Halpern, who was canned at HBO online yesterday, predicting that this would coming. He was canned for sexual harassment. Why would they use a guy like that to try?
Well, let's expand on that and then move on to the Federal Reserve, Roger, that's so important, and also Anna Paulina Luna spearheading the criminal referral of the private Fed chair for his perjury, publicly certified. But I wanted to just finish up with this. We have Raskin and the Democrats, if you read their letters and their statements, they say we want anything with Donald Trump in it released, nothing else. Now the Democrats, nationally, as you said, New York, are saying, no. Don't release the Epstein case in New York, and don't release the Ghislaine Maxwell. And we have Comey's daughter on record fighting and succeeding to have it all sealed. Comey's daughter demanded the federal judge seal Epstein files. Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book to remain secret. So they're the ones, Trump, listen to you. They now are going to push to have this release. We'll see if the judges try to block it. And now we know exactly what's going on. And instead, they're using leaks that the Democrats have obviously been told by Comey that they know what is in there. Who do you think gave the Wall Street Journal this info that is in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial? It's obviously Maureen Comey. And finally, Trump got pissed and said, why is she still there? And her ass got fired. That's all clear what has now happened.
And here's the crucial point, Alex. The odds are overwhelming that when Pam Bondi and the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York moved to unseal this information, which is required by the court, normally there would be an argument if Epstein were still living that he could suffer irreparable harm. But because he's dead, he has no rights. There's no one to protect there, no legal right. This material needs to be released. In fact, all of the Epstein material that's already public, which the government has heavily redacted, those redactions should be released. But the odds are overwhelming that the judge who will hear this in the Southern District of New York is going to be a Democrat judge, a judge appointed either by sleepy Joe Biden or by Barack Hussein Obama. So let's see if the judge releases the grand jury testimony. And this is very important. Also, the search warrants for Epstein's place in New York. And his island in the Virgin Islands, both of which were issued concurrent with the indictment by the Trump Justice
That's right.
Department.
And now Fox is reporting on Anna Paulina Luna. Feds accused of destroying Epstein evidence, put on notice by GOP firebrand. So it's all happening. And again, because Trump just got mad and didn't handle this well, it created a huge Streisand effect. But now I predict this will all just blow up the Democrats' faces 10 times worse, Roger.
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. You actually pieced this together last night because I've been perplexed about not read. I just wasn't reading him right. Everything he said was correct. I just wasn't reading him right. And he's
well. Also,
right,
when you and others have talked to him, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but others I've talked to, he just says this is all BS. It's all made up by the same people. I don't want to effing hear about it. And so he's just so pissed off after being lied about, set up over and over again. And I've been told by others that's kind of the newer Trump. He's kind of done, and just not just on this issue, but has been getting a little feisty.
Well, Alex, here's what I would tell you, and that is I sensed a difference after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. What I sensed, in addition to a new sense of serenity, in other words, an absolute sureness that he's doing God's work and that his life is protected and he's wearing the armor of God, also a new urgency. He knows he's only got 4 years to save this country. It's like turning around an ocean liner. It's not easy. It's a massive fight. And he correctly is aggravated that the mainstream media and the left-wing socialist Marxist Democrats are using this issue to try to distract people from the fact that we have a record Dow, that in the month of June, for the first time in decades, the United States actually ran a surplus, that he's brought in over $422 million of new revenue to the United States in tariff revenue, that illegal border crossings are down 98%, that we are in the middle of the largest deportation of dangerous illegal immigrant gang members and criminals in American history, that the prediction from people like Robert Reich. Remember him? He was the Secretary, I think, of Commerce under Bill Clinton. I've had it up to here
with
this guy.
He's the garden gnome. He's the garden gnome. Oh, Roger, you're totally right. Even CNN having to admit that things are going better than what Trump even said it would. But let's just stop right there. We're almost out of time. You've been very gracious. StoneZone.com. You got your own big top ABC, top radio show to do all of it. Let's get into Jerome Powell now, who, again, red-handed, multi-billion-dollar renovation of the private Federal Reserve complex there in D.C., telling lie after lie after lie. That's absolutely hand-in-the-cookie-jar evidence here. And Ana Paulina Luna with criminal referrals and why that's so important. Under the Federal Reserve Act, Congress has to appeal it. It's in control, this private group, mainly European shareholders on record, and he will not give us interest rate cuts, but the very same central bank of the EU is owned by the same families on record. They gave them interest rate cuts, and again, we had previous interest rate cuts by him when there was even higher inflation. So this is pure crap trying to sabotage, and Trump can't get rid of him. His term is up next year, and then Trump can nominate that person, but that's it. Explain how big this is and give us the meat and potatoes.
First of all, I think there's an important backstory people need to understand. Federal Housing Finance Administration Agency Director Bill Pulte, who is a pit bull, the guy who discovered a 22-year crime spree by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a chain of mortgage fraud going back 22 years, in which she borrowed $586,000 in undisclosed mortgages on a home that is appraised at $125,000. Exactly the crime that she falsely accused Trump of. It was Pulte who discovered Letitia James' crime spree. It was Pulte who discovered that Congressman Adam Schiff, Adam Pencilneck Schiff, had a home, a condo in Burbank, California, and a home in Maryland. And he was declaring both of them as his principal legal residence in order to get a lower interest rate and a lower insurance rate. That's called mortgage fraud. It was Bill Pulte who discovered that. It is Pulte who has emerged as the principal critic of Jerome J. Let Them Eat Cake Powell. Now, the two criteria for an interest rate cut by the Fed are unemployment and inflation. And if you examine the last four rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, you will find that those two indicators today are either the same or lower than they were the last time the Fed cut rates. They tried to cut rates to help the Democrat nominee for president in the last election. Of course, it failed. So Powell is like a man driving while looking in the rearview mirror. All the data he's examining is outdated. But then secondarily, he's been fundamentally wrong. He and Robert Reich, who I went to high school with, who continues to insist that tax cuts cause inflation and deficits when tax cuts actually cause an incredible spike in federal revenues. It's spending that causes inflation and deficits. But it was Pulte who has pointed out over and over again that Powell needs to cut rates on the American people. Now we learn that at a time that Jay Powell will not cut rates on people so they can buy a home or buy a car or buy a motorcycle or buy anything else, he has authorized a $2.5 billion renovation of his already palatial headquarters in Washington, D.C. And he specifically testified before the U.S. Senate, and he was asked directly, and he said, no, the plan does not include private elevator for the Fed governors. It does not include a private dining room. There is no roof garden. There is no new marble. There are no new fountains. But if you look at the plan that has been approved, all of those things are in the plan, which means he lied under oath to Congress. Now, they charged me once with lying to Congress, but in order to violate the False Statements Act, your statement has to be willful and you have to be covering up some crime, some material fact. There was no Russian collusion for me to lie about. In this case, he's lying about the opulence of this plan At the same time, he's telling the American consumers, the American people, to shove it when they need an interest rate. Why is he doing this? He's the one playing politics, not Donald Trump.
Why is he so arrogant? Well, obviously he wants to stop the economy. That was their plan all along, and he said he would do it. And he said he wasn't going to raise them, and he said if Trump president would resign, I won't, when he was president-elect. But it's so naked to give, I'm sorry, it's not $2 billion, $2.5 billion. I mean, imagine what $2.5 billion does. That building complex is not, I mean, huge fountains, oak gardens, palatial facilities, suites, new marble, and they have the purchase orders. It's all coming out. He's just like, no, there's nothing. No private elevators, nothing. Why would he so brazenly lie to Congress? Because he thinks he's above the law.
Yep. I think he's above the law, but I would point out to you that Bill Pulte's been a builder his whole life. Donald Trump has been a builder his whole life. That's what they do. They both will tell you, $2.5 billion, it's almost impossible to spend that much on a renovation on a building that doesn't even need to be renovated.
So it's obviously, it's probably some money laundering operation.
It's hard to say, but it is an outrage, and every taxpayer in America should be upset about it.
Incredible. So what are we going to do if we don't get the interest rate cut? The economy's doing good despite that, but all the evidence shows it'll supercharge it, cut the national debt. What can we do? Can't Congress move to start repealing the Federal Reserve Act to get his ass to do the right thing?
I strongly favor repealing the Federal Reserve Act. I also, while we're at it, we should repeal the Federal Income Tax Act of 1913. We're going to have to get more Republicans in the House and the Senate to do that, because, as you know, not everyone in the Republican caucus is an America First patriot. We've got some rhinos there who don't have the guts to do what needs to be done. They're the real problem. The problem are not the Marxist Democrats. You know where they stand. Our problems today are the gutless, weak-kneed, lily-livered, white wine-swilling, brie cheese-eating, country club-belonging Republican members of Congress who have neither guts nor balls. It's time to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, who I voted for in the last Republican primary for president in Florida before I supported Donald Trump the following 4 years. Ron Paul has said this for years. I think he should get the Medal of Freedom.
No, I totally
right
agree.
Now.
Roger Stone, the hour's over. StoneZone.com to find all your great broadcast material. You are dead on, and I'm glad we're figuring all this out, because we now know they're putting out poison pills. Now we know the whole setup. They don't want the Epstein files released. They want only the little nugglets they put in there, the little giblet poison pills. Thank you, Roger Stone. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Great to be with you, Alex. God bless you.
James O'Keefe is arriving right now. Elvis is entering the building. Stay with us.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.